Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Las Cruces artist and educator, Wayne Carl Huber, to talk to us about his upcoming art show, Memories of Georgia O'Keeffe. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, the art show is going to be featured at the Dragonfly, 139 North Main Street, Las Cruces, on Friday, April 6th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the First Friday Art Ramble in Las Cruces. And the show continues through April the 30th. And how long did it take you to put this show together?
Well, you know, this show is a combination of a number of things. Three works are featured as related to Georgia O'Keeffe's paintings, drawings, and I always have loved her work. I've been teaching Georgia O'Keeffe since 1965. You know why I taught Georgia O'Keeffe? I had so many girls in class, and all the art books just had men featured. And I said, these girls need to hear about women. I was teaching high school, Midland, Michigan at the time. So I focused on Georgia, and of course my favorite quote of Georgia's was, fill the space in a beautiful way. And so these students love Georgia. And then I taught Georgia when I was teaching college in St. Louis for 30 years. I brought Georgia, of course she's been here to New Mexico forever, and I started teaching her here, and of course I've been to the O'Keeffe Museum seven or eight times, and every time I'm there, there's also a new and wonderful show. And I have been so influenced by Georgia, her work, taught about her, and my students love Georgia O'Keeffe. I have many students who always remember my quotes. I run into them, and the first thing they say, Mr. Huber, I remember you telling us about Georgia, and I've been to the Art Museum in Santa Fe, and I love her work.
Something else, a little bit about you, besides teaching art, drawing, and painting, you studied architecture in the 50s and 60s.
I did. I was in 4 years of high school art. Every year I told my art teacher this would be the last year I would take art because I knew I was college prep. I knew I had to do all these science and math and English and literature and foreign languages and whatever. How could I work in an art class each year? And each year I came back. After 4 years of high school and 4 years of art, I went into a liberal arts school called Albion College. And I took many classes of visual arts, drafting, science, and so on. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And so Mother was very encouraging, saying, Wayne, you got to get practical here. You need to earn a living. And so I thought, well, what do I do? Maybe architecture school. So I went to University of Michigan in architecture school. And with 3 years of architecture school behind me, I said, I'm 21. I can make up my own mind. I can do what I want to do. So you know what I did? I got my kicks on Route 66. went west for whole semester, came back that January. So Mother said, so what are you up to next? I said, I'm going to be an art major. An art major? So what are you going to do with that? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to be an art major. You're going to take education courses? No education. 3 semesters of straight art, straight A's. I did very well. But after 3 semesters, I said, well, I better take some education courses. So I finished up in art education at Eastern Michigan University. Met my fiance there. She was also an art major. And she went west. She ended up in Las Vegas to teach, and I followed her there the following semester after I graduated. And we ended up getting married in Vegas, and I taught art for 3 years in the high school level. But my goal was always to get the Master of Fine Arts degree. So I went on and I did that, and I taught college for 30 years in the St. Louis area.
And when did you end up in Tucson?
In Tucson, well, the first time I was in Tucson was on the trip. I went south after getting in Flagstaff and ended up in Tucson, did architectural drafting in Tucson. This was 1961, and I fell in love with Tucson. Tucson was smaller than Las Cruces in 1961. and it really was the Old West back then. It had a lot of character in the downtown. So I did drafting in Tucson. When that job finished, I went on to San Diego, but I came back to Tucson to visit a friend on my way back home. And I said, if I ever I did grad school, I'd love to go to University of Arizona. And I finished my bachelor's degree, taught for 3 years on the high school level, and then went back to U of A in 1968 to 70, got the Master of Fine Arts degree. And then Tucson was still small, and I love Tucson, but you know what? I love Las Cruces better right now. I like the size of it. Tucson was small then. It's huge now. Plus, the temperatures around here are just right. They never exceed much over 100. Tucson can easily hit 120.
Well, you've delved in different arts as well, in the music arts.
Yeah, I played piano since I was 6. I begged my parents for a piano when I was 5. My piano teacher said, come back when you're 6. So I came back when I was 6, and I played the piano till now. I still play the piano. And when I was 21, and I was working in downtown Detroit doing architectural drafting, I found an after-hours place that was into jazz, and they had John Coltrane, Miles Davis, some of the greats. And I heard them all, and I really got into jazz, and I've been into jazz ever since. So I play a lot of classical and pop piano, but my goal at my youthful age of 78, just turned 78 on the 18th of March, is to now learn jazz piano.
And how has that influenced your artwork?
I can't paint without music. I can't teach without music going on. Art, music, theater, dance, I think they're all related. When I've been in art programs, I always wondered, well, what are they going to do with theater related to art, and how are we going to coordinate art programs, music programs, theater programs, dance programs? To me, all the fine arts are one thing. We're all related, and of course you get into something like theater, and there's art, music, dance, theater. Everything is all together.
What would you tell students today, since you do have a lot of students, from seniors to high school students, what would you tell them to do about following their passion?
Well, one thing I do in terms of working with my students, and all my students can tell you this, and I've had... I've worked with preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, college, university, and grad students. And the little kids come up to me and said, so Mr. Huber, you've been teaching art all these years and you've taught college art. So who's your favorite student? I said, my favorite student is the one who wants to learn. I don't care if you're 5 or 95. And I encourage students to pretty much go in their direction. I try to encourage them to find a direction, seek it out, and do what they're going to do. I try not to be overly controlling. And when I show art shows, I do not give ribbons anymore. I'm tired of ribbons. Everybody gets their work displayed, and there's no red, green, purple, or silver ribbons. Everybody gets work up, and they're not about comparing with each other. They're about celebrating their own unique work.
How many days a week do you teach?
Right now, it's just, it was 2 days and then a Saturday class at Moss Art. I do private lessons right now. I've been teaching, of course, full-time for years, over 50 years, and now I'm doing private art lessons at a place called Jewel My Place on Wyatt. And I do that 2 afternoons a week from 1 to 3:30. And also I've been doing classes, 4-week classes at Moss Art on Saturdays. So I continue with pretty much private art lessons, and I really enjoy that. Very motivated students, they want to be there, and they love art.
Well, let's get back to your upcoming art show, Memories of Georgia O'Keeffe, which you'll be opening on April the 6th from 5 to 8 p.m., Tell me, what can we expect to see? How many pieces of art do you have there?
There'll be about 15 pieces. I checked the number that we could actually have in that space. And they will be current, some very recent pieces, very much related to her style, and some that go way back. And so I looked at the work. One of my former friends and teachers that I worked with at Las Cruces High named Sylvia Bowers said, Wayne, your work relates in many ways to Georgia over the years. So this doesn't all have to be new work. I said, you're right. I could use work that I've done much longer ago than that and just relate the sense of landscape, the sense of space, the sense of filling the space, as I mentioned earlier, and her color. She used very vibrant colors in her work, and so do I.
And again, to see this wonderful upcoming art show, Memories of Georgia O'Keeffe, featured at Dragonfly Restaurant at 139 North Main Street in downtown Las Cruces. And they're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. The opening is from 5 to 8 p.m. And more information can be found on your website, which is
www.waynecarlhuber.com, Carl with a C, waynecarlhuber.com, all one word.
Thank you so much for joining me on Puentes, Wayne Carl Huber, Las Cruces artist and educator.
Thank you. Really glad to be here. Come and see my show, please.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.